And there is news today that the Department of Housing and Urban Development wants to ban smoking in public housing across the country, including inside people's apartments. If this is adopted, this would affect nearly a million households. Lourdes Castro Ramirez leads the Office of Public and Indian Housing at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. She's with us from Washington. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So this is about the health of the other people living in public housing. This is primarily about secondhand smoke?
Exactly. Secondhand smoke is one of the leading causes of asthma and other respiratory diseases for children. In public housing alone, we have about 630,000 children. And so we want to make sure that, you know, they are free of secondhand smoke and that they're able to, you know, to realize their potential and that, you know, they're able to live in a healthy, clean environment.
And what about the people who say, this is my apartment, you know, it is public housing, but it's my place, I pay rent. Why should you, the federal government, tell me what to do in my own home?
Well, first, let me share with you that we have currently 612 public housing agencies who essentially have adopted a policy, a smoke-free policy already. And they've done this. They've had the conversations with public housing residents. They've had the conversations with individuals who are smokers themselves. And we know this is the right policy, and we are encouraging public housing agencies to ensure that they open up the conversation with public housing residents. And together, you know, we will be able to release a rule that accounts for the various maybe concerns that, you know, families may have.
But what do you say to those people who at this point have already said that they don't like this idea?
What we're saying through the rule is that smoking is not allowed in your unit. Smoke, you know, carries from unit to unit. Smoking is not allowed in common areas. However, smoking is allowed, you know, 25 feet away from your community. And so the PHAs that have launched a smoke-free policy have engaged in conversations and very productive conversations, have brought in additional resources. You know, we're partnered up with the Center for Disease Control. The Surgeon General this morning announced with our Secretary Castro that, you know, this is a joint effort because we, again, believe that housing and public health go hand in hand.
How is something like this going to be enforced? I know that that is one of the big concerns as well, that public housing authorities already have difficulty enforcing existing rules and regulations. How are they going to enforce people smoking in their own homes?
Well, so I had the benefit of leading a public housing agency when I was in San Antonio. And, you know, enforcement really starts with education. So the more educating that you do, the more conversations that you have with your residents, the more they understand what the lease requirements are, the more ready and able they will be in terms of complying. So there's going to be a big push on raising awareness, ensuring that, you know, residents understand what is expected, and then also providing the support and the resources to ensure that, you know, during the transition that everything goes smoothly.
But are you worried that you're going to see a bunch of evictions now that in order to try to make these public housing buildings healthier and have less secondhand smoke, that you're going to create another problem, which is people are going to lose their homes because they're smoking? They don't abide by the rules.
I'm not worried that that's going to happen. Again, you know, we have well over 600 PHAs that have already introduced this policy, and that has not been the effect. Quite the contrary, for some public housing residents, they've used this as an opportunity to quit smoking.
Zunia Zaderman, who is with the Council of Large Public Housing Authorities, says that to do this right, you need community buy-in. She says if you want a policy like this to succeed, it can't be a top-down edict. How do you get that buy-in?
I completely agree. So we get that buy-in by learning from the PHAs that have done this already. Their, you know, best practices, the vast majority of them engage in a very comprehensive community engagement process where they met, you know, with residents. They brought in partners, you know, their local public health agency, the Heart Association, the Lung Association. So that's exactly what we will be doing. This is, you know, we're partnering with PHAs, and we're also partnering with health advocacy groups and with the resident community to ensure that, you know, we're successful as we move to the implementation of this new rule.
I want to ask you one more thing, which is when I saw this story, I wondered whether you run the risk of stigmatizing or punishing people for an addiction. We know that tobacco is addictive, and it sort of reminded me of the whole debate over whether people who get public assistance should be drug tested in order to get that public assistance. How do you respond to that?
Well, so many apartment buildings, I live in an apartment building currently in D.C., and smoking is prohibited. So this is a policy that cuts across.
But it's not like a lot of these people could move out of the public housing unit and go find another place that allows smoking if they want to.
Well, you know, what I indicated earlier, that this is, you know, truly a community collaborative effort. There will be supports and resources for individuals and families. And in many cases, what PHAs have done, what public housing agencies have done, is they've set aside designated areas within, you know, the larger community. So, you know, if a person wants to continue to smoke, they have the ability to be able to do that. What we're saying is that you can't do that in your unit. And it's pretty amazing. When I was in San Antonio, we conducted a survey, and 81% of residents supported the adoption of a smoke-free policy. And so we find that the vast majority of public housing residents will support something that allows for them to be able to live in their unit free of smoke.
That's Lourdes Castro-Ramirez, the Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which is proposing this nationwide ban on smoking in public housing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.